You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Five finalists have been selected in the search for Kalamazoo's next city manager. Commissioners chose the five possible candidates to replace retiring manager Ken Collard after a closed-door meeting with Illinois-based search firm Voorhees Associates yesterday. Emily Monticelli covers Kalamazoo City Government for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Gordon.
Let's tell people a little bit about these five finalists, beginning with the one internal candidate, Jerome Kiscorny.
So Jerome Kiscorny was also a finalist in May when city commissioners did a first search this year. He's an assistant city manager, and he is also the economic development director for the city.
And then Jim Ritzma, an assistant city manager in Battle Creek, is also on this list.
Yes, he is.
And is there anything more we can tell people about him this morning?
He has been assistant city manager in Battle Creek since 2008, and he also has served as a finance director there since about 2000.
Okay. George Penn.
George Penn is the executive director of Nuevo South Community Development Corporation in Los Angeles, and he also is a vice president of a business consulting group.
All right. Another candidate who is at least from within the state of Michigan, Rebecca Fleury.
Rebecca Fleury is the village manager and finance director in Middleville, Michigan, and she also is a former Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety employee. There she was a financial services manager, and she also worked for the city in the community development department in 2001 to 2004.
And then one more finalist, Matthew Zimmerman.
The last finalist, Matthew Zimmerman, is a city manager in Emporia, Kansas. And he also has served as city and village administrator in various towns in Illinois.
Now, a name that people are not hearing this morning that they would have heard in connection with the city manager search on Friday is the current public safety chief, Jeff Hadley. Kind of take people through this story. What happened?
Information was leaked last week that Jeff Hadley had applied for the city manager position. He did confirm that. Even though he had requested confidentiality, however, he wasn't named by any of the city commissioners as one of their picks for a finalist, and he confirmed with me last night that he had dropped out of the race yesterday morning.
So we could assume here that no city commissioner put him on their list because he had withdrawn, and so therefore wasn't eligible. I mean, is that one inference from this?
Sure, yeah.
Was Jeff Hadley surprised that this got out and became public?
When I talked to him on Friday, he did seem surprised that his name had gotten out, yes.
Now, you mentioned that this is really the second time that this city commission has gone through this particular search for a city manager. Remind people what happened before.
The city commission started the city manager search this spring and with a different search firm and had gone all the way to interviewing several people during a day-long session, and then came back and decided that they wanted to reboot the search. They were not happy with the product of the search firm, not saying they were not happy with the candidates, but they just in general were not happy with the search firm and decided to go at it again.
Is there any indication that city commissioners are more pleased this time around?
You know, I'm not sure. I guess we will see what happens after they bring these people into interview at the end of the month.
So we're really at that point right now where the city commission was at before, right before they decided that they needed to try another search firm, right?
Right. This time it will look a little bit different, though. They will have these candidates come into town for 2 days instead of one day-long session, and they will have them meet with community members. There's going to be a luncheon, and there will be community presentations. There will be meetings with city staff, and at the end of the 2 days will be the interviews in public with city commissioners.
So when is the city commission hoping that they can have a new city manager selected?
the human resources director has told me that they're hoping to have, they're hoping to select a new city manager at their first meeting in October.
And Ken Collard retires in January. Is the hope that whoever this person is would be able to start by then?
By then, yes, if not sooner.
All right. Emily, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Emily Monticelli covers Kalamazoo City Government for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. You can find links to her stories on the search for Kalamazoo's next city manager on our website at WMUK.org.